Yep.
Okay, so I'd like to call the order of the County of Sullivan IDA. Roll call, please.
Mr. Steingart?
Here.
Mr. Steingart's present. Ms. Laughlin?
Here.
Ms. Laughlin's present. Mr. Siegel?
Here.
Mr. Siegel's present. Mr. Sykes?
Here.
Mr. Sykes is present. Mr. Smith?
Here.
Mr. Smith is present. Mr. Gunther?
Here.
Mr. Gunther's present. Mr. Perello?
Here.
Mr. Perello's present. And Ms. Roig?
Here.
Ms. Roig is present. If there are any members of the public, please identify yourself.
Matthew Evans, Superintendent of Schools, the Monticello Central School District.
Thank you, Matthew.
Okay, so before we, there's one
two
resolution.
Two more members of the public.
Sorry, two more. David Groman, Cleary Gottlieb, Council for Empire, Genting Entities.
Okay, thank you.
Marcel Anderson, MKS Insight Partners, a consultant for Empire and the Genting Entities.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, Ira, you're going to be recusing yourself from this application.
Yeah, I want to disclose that Steingart Printing is a vendor for the applicant. I have no personal interest in this item that's in front of us, but I want to be abundantly cautious, and I'm going to recuse myself until I get a better definition from the county. I don't believe there's any issues, but I'd rather not have any issue with this, so I'm going to ask Susie to take over, and I'm going to recuse myself.
Okay. Okay, so Jen, you'll capture that in the minutes, but Ira recused himself. So we have one matter of new business, and we have a resolution before us today to approve the execution and delivery of one or more mortgages related to Montrain Empire et al. So Walter, do you want to, obviously it's a lengthy, complicated resolution. Do you want to give us a summary?
Well, I think I can give you a summary by just the resolution is in the form which certain members of the board require, which is probably good, because if you were the public and picked this up, you'd be able to follow this project from the inception to the action that's taking place today. But if we, instead of rehashing what's happened in the past, simply roll forward to page 12 of the resolution, the last five whereas clauses before the resolution start. In a nutshell, there's IDA mortgages that have been signed in the past, which total $535 million, 520 to Credit Suisse as administrative lender on a consortium of banks, and a $15 million credit line mortgage with First Third Bank, which is not relevant to this inquiry. In March, during the early days of the COVID crisis, somehow, some way, these borrowers and related entities, upstream entities at the Empire level, were able to arrange bridge loan financing and resolve the outstanding Credit Suisse obligations. The total financing provided back on March 23rd by BNP Paribas, which is a French merchant bank, as an administrative lender on a what I would expect to be a bunch of European merchant banks participating, loaned these entities, Montrain and an upstream affiliate, $350 million. The terms and conditions of that bridge loan were that it be secured by mortgages. And so we're doing now today, many months later, most of which has been caused by the pandemic delays of the world in general. We're doing now what they agreed to do back on March 23rd, which is to put a mortgage of record to secure the bridge loan from BNP Paribas. The mortgage, there would be two mortgages, one of which has nothing to do with IDA, which is on the Monticello Raceway facility, what we call locally the track. And that mortgage is in the amount of $20 million, and that's not anything we're taking into consideration other than for pure arithmetic. The 350 minus the 20 would leave 330 million, and the mortgage that's been presented to the IDA and the IDA that asked to join in execution is for 330 million. So that's a high level summary. If anyone wants more color than that, you know, please ask.
We're just tying up a loose end, correct?
We're tying up a loose end from the March 2020 financing. I'm told, you know, and it's not necessarily that relevant, that there's been an effort to do some bond placements between then and now, but back on March 23rd, when they secured the bridge loan financing, they agreed that they would mortgage the Montrain and related golf and EV properties and the track, and the track has been mortgaged. So what we're doing today is tying up a loose end. That's a great way to put it.
Okay, well, why don't we get a motion to approve the resolution, and then we'll give
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Second by Paul. Okay, any further discussion on the resolution? Any questions? Okay, hearing none, we'll call the question. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
None opposed. Okay.
One
motion carries.
I've got
one recusal.
I remarked as abstaining.
Okay.
Multiple times, I might add.
Can't understand why.
Is there any other new business to bring before the board, and then we'll go to public comment? Okay, hearing none. We have members of the public present. Does anyone want to comment?
No, thank you.
Okay, hearing no comment, then can we have a motion to adjourn?
I'll adjourn.
Perfect.
I'll second it. Howard second. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, we are adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Paul, how was that, okay?
Good weekend.
That was great.
Bye-bye.
You got the job.
Okay. No, I don't want the job.